KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear. We're at 26 degrees here in Atlantic, and we look for skies to be mostly sunny today with a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In Southwest Iowa news, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been holding meetings up and down the Missouri River to discuss 2011 flooding problems and its plans for 2012. Percival, Iowa farmer Leo Edelman is also a spokesman for a coalition called Responsible River Management. Edelman describes the meetings as frustrating and says while the Corps is listening, they aren't planning any changes.
They looked at 2011 as a 500-year event, and they have no reason to change their management plans over a 500-year event. So 2012 will be managed same as it has been in the past.
Edelman says any changes to the Corps' Missouri River operating plan will have to come from Congress.
And we are also running into issues with on this flood recovery as to getting our levees built back to the 100-year protection level that they were. There is no funding there available in the Corps.
Edelman lost two-thirds of his 2,300 row crop acres to the flooding this year. He says it's left a tremendous amount of debris and sand deposits on his land.
We have sand deposits probably anywhere from 2 foot to 4 foot deep, just waves of sand. Scour holes, we have scour holes anywhere from 2 foot to 5 foot deep throughout our fields. It's tremendous.
Edelman is concerned about a repeat of flooding problems in 2012.
We're going into the spring with a 25-year protection levee. Granted, they get it done by spring. We are going to be extremely vulnerable in 2012 and perhaps even beyond. Depends on when the funding comes in.
He says because the number of people directly affected by the flooding is relatively small, it's been a challenge to make their voices heard. KJAN News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
The Iowa State Patrol Wednesday afternoon released the names of the victims who died earlier that morning in a crash about 4 miles south of Harlan on Highway 59. They were identified as 68-year-old Marcella and 71-year-old Robert Schwery, both of Panama, and 26-year-old Christina Cotent of Avoca. Trooper John Farley says a state trooper had pulled a vehicle over for speeding violation and was on the shoulder of the road as a 1999 Cadillac DeVille driven by Marcella Schwery was traveling south on Highway 59 at around 10:20 a.m. When the vehicle went around the patrol cruiser, Schwery's car crossed the center line of the road and collided head-on with a northbound 2008 Ford Escape driven by Cotent. Farley says it's not clear why the Schwery vehicle or Schwery didn't notice the oncoming SUV.
With the emergency lights obviously activated on the patrol car, the vehicle did move over. We're assuming that just did not allow for enough time or was distracted by the emergency vehicle and did not see the oncoming vehicle coming from the north.
He says after the impact, the Cadillac spun around and collided with the unoccupied 2008 Ford Crown Victoria patrol cruiser.
Patrol car was impacted by one of the vehicles, but it was only slight damage. The trooper himself was out of the vehicle up at the original violation, speaking with that driver.
And Farley says after the crash, the SUV entered the east ditch. He says all three of the crash victims died at the scene. Marcella Schwery and Christina Cotent were wearing their seatbelts, but Robert Schwery was not.
There was no other injuries, nobody else involved.
In other news, an overheated motor in a furnace apparently caused a small fire at a residence in Walnut Wednesday morning. Firefighters from Walnut and Hancock were paged out to 500 Highland Street in Walnut at around 11:18 a.m. They weren't on the scene very long, though. There were no injuries reported. It's not clear what the extent of the damage was. Police in Atlantic said the other day that two local men were arrested Monday on burglary and theft charges. 19-year-olds Joshua Chapalonis and Brandon Fredrickson, both of Atlantic, were charged with burglary in the third degree and theft in the second degree. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. And 41-year-old Carl Traver of Atlantic was arrested Monday on a warrant for failure to appear at a child support hearing. Traver was also booked into the Cass County Jail. Atlantic Police said also this week that Cassandra Long of Marnie was cited Tuesday for failure to maintain control and or reduce speed following an accident just before 8 a.m. near the intersection of 7th and Spruce Streets. Long and Susan Nymand of Atlantic were traveling east on 7th when Nymand slowed for a vehicle in front of her, which was turning south onto Spruce. As Nymand was slowing, Long's vehicle rear-ended Nymand's vehicle, causing a total of $2,200 damage. No injuries were reported. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones has pled guilty to dumping refuse into the Missouri River floodwaters. The Omaha World-Herald reported yesterday that Jones accepted responsibility for polluting the water and was fined $150 plus court costs. Another misdemeanor charge of violating an open burning ban was dismissed as part of the plea agreement. The charges stem from an incident near Takema, Nebraska in late September when Jones, his friends and family, removed and burned flood-damaged furniture and mattresses from a cabin he owns near Takema. On September the 24th, some debris from the fire, including charred parts of the furniture, slid off into a slough or inlet, if you will, about 250 feet from the river. Jones said the debris most likely entered the inlet when the remains of the fire were being doused. He claimed it was unsafe to retrieve those items that fell into the river. The incident had been reported to authorities in Burt County, Nebraska, by a neighbor. Police in Red Oak say one person was being held in Montgomery County Jail this morning following a disturbance Wednesday afternoon. 25-year-old Nathan Al Ward, Jr. of Red Oak, was taken into custody at around 3 p.m. for disturbing the peace and for allegedly displaying a dangerous weapon in the courtyard of a housing complex located on East Summit Street in Red Oak. Ward was charged with breach of peace and aggravated assault. His bond was set at $2,300. A Carroll County man is scheduled to be sentenced next month in connection with the death in September of his roommate following an assault. 24-year-old Travis Jeffrey Barker of Coon Rapids pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter in the death of 28-year-old William Smith, who died September 4th at a hospital in Des Moines following an altercation the previous day at the residence the men shared. Authorities had initially charged Barker with first-degree murder, but Carroll County Attorney John Worden said the charge was reduced because evidence in the case indicated Smith's death was not premeditated. As part of the plea deal, both the prosecution and defense requested Barker serve a 5-year prison sentence. He's scheduled to be sentenced on November the 14th. A Marine from Western Iowa is recovering from wounds he suffered during combat in Afghanistan on October the 18th. The father of Private First Class Kirk A. Salmon of Denison told the Omaha World-Herald his son, who had been stationed in Nawa Province, Afghanistan, was involved in a firefight and suffered an injury to his shoulder as the result of rifle fire. He was airlifted to Camp Dwyer in northern Afghanistan, where he underwent his initial surgery. George Salmon said his son was then transferred to Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany, and underwent a second surgery to remove bullet fragments. Last Friday, the young soldier was transferred to the Portsmouth Naval Medical Center in Virginia, where he's currently recuperating from his wounds. A decision will be made soon on whether to transfer Salmon closer to home, likely to a medical facility in Omaha. George Salmon said that he and his wife Susan have been in daily contact with their son, who he says is in stable condition, in good spirits, and able to enjoy his meals. Kirk Salmon, who serves with the 1st Battalion 9th Marines, is a 2008 graduate of the Denison High School, where he participated in baseball, wrestling, and football. Police in Harlan said yesterday a Crime Stoppers reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of two individuals allegedly involved in the armed robbery Monday morning of a convenience store in Harlan. The incident occurred around 11:30 a.m. A white male and female entered the Fast Stop convenience store at 2401 12th Street in Harlan. The couple brandished a handgun, demanded money, and left the store with an undisclosed amount of cash. There are two still frame images of the suspects captured by a surveillance video in the store available for you to view on our website at KJAN.com. Click on the news tab and scroll on down through the stories. Officials say the male suspect in the robbery was described as being about 6 feet or 6 feet 4 inches tall. He had dark hair, wore blue jeans, and a dark hoodie. The female he was accompanied by had long dark hair. She wore a hot pink hoodie and blue denim capris. Both subjects are believed to be in their mid-20s. The pair left the area possibly driving a black or dark-colored four-door sedan. Both are to be considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information on that crime, call 911 or the Harlan Police Department at 712-755-5151. Again, there is a Crime Stoppers reward being offered for any information leading to the suspect's arrest and conviction. And volunteers are needed to help residents in far southwest Iowa restore their homes and lives after this summer's Missouri River flooding. Sherry Bowen, a spokeswoman for Mills County Emergency Management's office, said that they're holding cleanup events beginning tomorrow.
We are going to be starting with a brief orientation at 8:30 in the morning, and then we will be sending crews out to multiple locations there in the western part of Mills County. And we're going to be working with some folks who need some things moved and a few things cleaned out.
Bowen says those who cannot physically help can still be of service this weekend, especially if you have computer skills.
We're also looking for a few volunteers to help us at the Glenwood Library on Saturday morning. They would need to be prepared to assist people to log in to FEMA on the computer and just help get them through that process of initially getting signed up in the FEMA individual disaster assistance area.
Bowen says they're working with the United Methodist Disaster Response Group, which put out a call to its members.
We are hoping that that will bring us a significant number of volunteers, but we also need those local folks as well. Right now, we just really don't know what to expect. So we've got lots of families who have some needs. We honestly don't know how many we're going to be able to serve. It just depends on how many people come out to help on those days.
If you have some spare time and can lend a hand, you can call 712-527-4231 to register. Those with pickups and trailers are also especially asked to bring their equipment to help out in the cleanup effort. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the U.S. economy grew modestly over the summer after nearly stalling in the first 6 months of the year. It was lifted by stronger consumer spending and greater business investment. The Commerce Department says the economy expanded at an annual rate of 2.5% in the July through September quarter, and that's nearly double the 1.3% growth in the April through June quarter. The government also reports today the number of people seeking unemployment benefits dipped slightly last week, but not enough to suggest that hiring is picking up. Stocks have been higher around the world after European leaders agreed on a deal to slash Greece's debt. Under the deal, banks are going to have to take 50% losses on the Greek bonds that they hold, and European leaders will strengthen a rescue fund to protect Italy and other large European economies. Futures are also pointing to a higher opening on Wall Street. An Afghan official says insurgents have launched an attack on a U.S.-run civilian and military base in the southern city of Kandahar. A provincial police chief says at least three insurgents took over an office in front of the base and started shooting. The base is home to NATO troops, including Americans and a provincial reconstruction team. And finally in the news, the misery is mounting in Turkey, where the casualty count is rising and homeless earthquake survivors are having to deal with rain and snow. The government says at least 534 people have died following Sunday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake. 2,300 are injured and 185 have been rescued from the rubble. News time is 8:12.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in the funeral announcement, 66-year-old Terry Lee Anderson of Minden died Sunday at the Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Terry Anderson will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. 81-year-old Bernetta Marie Archer of Avoca died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Bernetta Archer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Eileen Rice, age 103, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. A funeral mass for Eileen Rice will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with Esteem Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Kevin Michael Marshall, age 15, of Brayton, died Monday at the Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Kevin Marshall will be held tomorrow at 2 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Walter H. Bolt, age 103, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Walter Bolt will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. And Louise Arp, age 85, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Louise Arp will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. That's Check the News this hour, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.